my shoulder, and an old love still in my heart. I remember now that I'm older what you told me the day we had to part. You promised with the new moon you'd be coming back to me, but many moons have passed since then. I'm waiting patiently. There's a new moon over my shoulder, and an old love still in my heart. So far apart. You promised you would write me, but so far there's not a line. But still I wait and make believe that someday you'll be mine. There's a new moon over my shoulder, and an old love still in my heart. And so I keep on praying for your safe return someday, and that we'll be the same sweethearts as when you went away. There's a new moon over my shoulder, and an old love still in my heart.
And that's Tex Ritter welcoming us into Side 2 of the Listener's Choice magazine, edition number 18. Or if you're joining us online, welcome into File 2 of the Listener's Choice magazine. And I guess we'd better talk about that, because these tapes or these editions are now all available online if you care to bring them down. It takes about, it's probably going to take something between 25 and 30 minutes per side to bring them down. They're done in two, each issue is done in two MP3 files. And you can go to our website, which is www.bluegrasspals.com. Just like it sounds, bluegrasspals.com. And I want you to know it has nothing to do, that website has nothing to do with bluegrass music. That's what a lot of people think, but it doesn't. It's because this magazine comes from the state of Kentucky, and we are the bluegrass state. So that's why we chose that site. www.bluegrasspals.com. And once again, we have all the issues up there, and that's the way to get back issues of this magazine. All of the back issues are on that site, and you're welcome to bring them down anytime you like. Probably for high-speed internet people only. We don't mind if dial-up people bring them down. That's fine, but it would take a considerable amount of time. So possibly you might not want to attempt that if you're dial-up only. I don't know. That's up to you, but if you do, you'd better probably do it overnight and get up to it the next morning. But you high-speed internet people, it won't take that long, and you can have all of the back issues you want. Well, when I was growing up back in the 60s, my dad many times about 9 or 9:30 at night would take off his shoes and get up out of his recliner and start toward the bedroom, and he'd holler, "It's bedtime, Bill." And I never did know where he got that. I just kind of took it up myself as I got older and took it as one of his expressions, but I really never did know where it came from. But I think I know now, because our friend John German in New York sent us along some material from Bill Carlisle and the Carlisles, and I'm pretty familiar with Bill Carlisle material, but hadn't heard this song before. Of course, Bill Carlisle was a big Opry star, and my folks used to listen to the Opry some, especially back before we had TV. And let's listen in now as Bill Carlisle and the Carlisles sing all about, well, it's bedtime, Bill.
When I was courting, couldn't go in style. Had to ride a mule about a 7 or 8 mile. I had to go early cause I couldn't stay late. Her pappy would holler about a 8:30.
Hey, it's bedtime, Bill. Now go on home.
Is it that late, Papa? Ain't that clock wrong?
I'd get so mad I could have a chill when I hear him holler, it's a bedtime, Bill. Every time I get started, I'm making love. Believe he could tell what I was thinking of. I heard him wiggle and I clear his throat. I knew I'd better grab my hat and coat.
Hey, it's bedtime, Bill. Now go on home.
Don't worry, Papa. He's flaming gone.
I'd get so mad that I couldn't be still when I heard him holler, it's a bedtime, Bill. Arms. While on the outside it was raining up a storm. The wind it blowed an awful sight. Hope to my heart he let me stay all night.
Well, it's bedtime, you want to borrow my coat?
Before he gets home, he's gonna get soaked.
Sometime I think I can hear him still. The way he hollered, it's a bedtime, babe. I heard him wind the clock. Then he took off his shoes and he let them drop. When I was getting ready to steal a kiss, I heard a voice sound something like this.
Hey, Bill, it's bedtime.
Well, go on to bed.
Hey, you better get going. I think you heard what you said.
Seems like to me a mighty dirty deal. When I heard him holler, it's a bedtime,
Nevada, where romance blooms and fades. A great Philadelphia lawyer was in love with a Hollywood maid. Come love and we will wander down where the lights are bright. I'll win you a divorce from your husband. We can get married tonight. While Bill was a gun-toting cowboy, 10 notches were carved in his gun. And all the boys around Reno left Wild Bill's maiden alone. Returning from riding the range in the cold, he dreamed of his Hollywood sweetheart. Her love was as lasting as gold. As he drew near her window, a shadow he saw on the shade. 'Twas a great Philadelphia lawyer making love to Bill's Hollywood maid. The night was as still as the desert, the moon hanging high overhead. Bill listened a while to the lawyer. He could hear every word that he said. Your hands pretty and lovely, your form so rare and divine. Come go with me to the city and leave this wild cowboy behind. Not back in old Pennsylvania, among those beautiful pines, there's one less Philadelphia lawyer in old Philadelphia tonight.
The Maddox Brothers and Rose there in Philadelphia Lawyer. Maddox Brothers and Rose, of course, they worked a lot out of California also. I believe they were born in the state of Alabama, but they worked out of California. And then back in the 60s, I played Skeets McDonald a while ago and talked about the Wynn Stewart, Skeets McDonald, Buck Owens, Merle Haggard group. Well, of course, Rose Maddox, her brothers were out of it by that time, but Rose Maddox worked that era as well. And had a really fine career, but she had her brothers with her on that one. Henry and Fred and Cal, I believe, were their names. Philadelphia Lawyer. Send that one out to Jerry Clark. Jerry, you'd asked for that one on Track Seek and Sale, and I don't know if anyone ever sent it to you or not. But anyway, there it is. And hope you enjoyed that one. Let's hear one now from Hank Snow. I could have almost done this for our comedy routine for this tape because it is a funny, funny song, but it is a song and not a skit. And this one goes way back. And hope you enjoy this one. It tells a pretty good yarn. Hank Snow here and The Night I Stole Old Sammy Morgan's Gin.
Listen, folks, and I will tell a funny story. You may think it's sad, but I was in my glory. 'Twas the cellar I crept in, cobwebs brushing by my chin, on the night I stole old Sammy Morgan's gin. As my hand fell on the jug, I had to snicker. But when I started for the door, I went much quicker. For just up above my head, someone jumped right out of bed on the night I stole old Sammy Morgan's gin. That cellar, believe me, I was lifting, and the hops from one arm to the other shifting. Then I stopped and hauled the plug, sit there till I drained the jug, had my mind all set, no spare drops I was missing. Then on my feet I thought I was, but wasn't, and for roads I guess I saw about a dozen. When I reached the old porch door, I went smack on the floor on the night I stole old Sammy Morgan's gin. I just made one step and landed in the coal box. Then from off the mantel came a big Ben Long clock. But I finally got upstairs after passing seven bears. 'Twas the night I stole old Sammy Morgan's gin. By my bedroom door and I was to taking tickets. Then the monkey stood before me baking biscuits. But the funniest sight of all was two roosters playing ball on the night I stole old Sammy Morgan's gin. Mice as big as horses washing dishes. As an ape came in the door dressed up in breeches. Then the floor fell on my head as I tried to get in bed. 'Twas the night I stole old Sammy Morgan's gin. Well, I woke next morning, guess 'twas closer evening. And my room is certainly in an awful shape. Someone else had took my head and left the elephants there and stayed on the morning after drinking Sammy's gin.
South of the border, hey, I know a lad. He's got more fun than anybody's had. Don't got no worry, don't got no dough. Everybody's wondering about Mexican Joe. In old Mexico, they call him the Rumba King. Leads all the women around on a string. When they go out, they get a million thrills. But the lovely senoritas wind up with the bills. Dancing, romancing, always on the go. Sun shining down on Mexican Joe. All along the bay, people want to see him when he comes their way. He spreads so much joy everywhere he goes. Everyone shouts, Viva la Mexican Joe. He likes to gamble at poker, he's an ace. He's always lucky with the cards that got a face. At winning the money, he is sure a whiz. But when they win, they don't collect, cause they don't know where he is. Dancing, romancing, always on the go. Sun shining down on Mexican Joe. He don't got no income tax, cause he don't got no dough. Still he gets along just fine, how we'll never know. He's got everything he wants, a girl, a drink, a song. If we use his formula, we surely can't go wrong. His favorite playground is anywhere there's girls. He's got that something that sets their hearts awhirl. It couldn't be his money, cause he ain't gotta pay so. But when he wants a kiss, all he gotta do is say so. Dancing, romancing, always on the go. Sun shining down on Mexican Joe.
Well, we play a lot of Jim Reeves on this magazine. We have a lot of Jim Reeves fans out there. Get as many requests for Jim Reeves music as anyone else going out there. And some of those of you who like Jim Reeves and who have heard what we normally have been playing on this magazine may not even recognize that as being Jim Reeves, but it was. We have tended to play the more serious Jim Reeves songs in his RCA, from his RCA career. That was back prior to his RCA career, back on the old Abbott label. And one called Mexican Joe, and that was a big hit for Jim back in the early 50s. And hope you enjoyed that. Jim Reeves and Mexican Joe. Let's have one now from Johnny and Walter, the Bales brothers. And you're going to hear some harmony from a female vocalist in this song, and you might wonder who she is. Well, she was their bass player on stage. Her name was Evelyn Thomas, and on stage they called her Little Evie, and you'll hear her harmonizing, doing the third part in this song. One side of their first recording, the Bales Brothers and As Long As I Live.
Forgotten night we parted, that life without you would be this bad. It may sound funny, but I don't want to forget you. The only happiness I've ever had, that old bright moon we once watched together, somehow tonight it doesn't seem the same. And in every bright star I see your dear face, and the soft breeze blowing seems to whisper your name. As long as I live, if it be 1 hour, or if it be 100 years, I'll keep remembering forever and ever.
Well, one of the stars that we lost back several years ago now, actually, that should still be with us making big, big hits because he was just entirely too young, is Keith Whitley. Thought that was one of the biggest tragedies in country music, certainly. And I wanted to play one by Keith on this program. And I could play any one of tons of hits that he had, but have chosen to be a little more obscure than that, if you will. And I picked out one that he did on an album several years ago that I guess he was kind of saying that country music wasn't quite as hard as it should be, or as country as it should be, and it had gotten a little out of kilter, if you will, with the times. And he did one called Let's Bring Back Buck, and give this one a listen by Keith Whitley and see what you think about it.
They say country music's in a mess. Can it be saved, as anybody's guess? We need someone to lend a helping hand, and I believe that I know just the man. On the radio, pop music is a rage. We need someone to guide us through the stage. If the industry would only take a chance, Phelps are waiting at the old Buck Owens ranch.
Let's bring back Buck, and he'll pull us together again. Let's bring back Buck. Country music sure could use a friend. Everybody's going pop. Buck could bring that to a stop. It's sure to be good luck. Let's bring back Buck.
The past few years now Hee Haw's been his home, but the radio's where old Buck belongs. And if we'll all pull together, we'll go far with old Buck and his red and white and blue guitar. Well, old Buck will grab the tiger by the tail and put us on that straight and narrow trail. Pop sounds we're all hearing soon will yield to the comeback of the man from Bakersfield.
Well, let's bring back Buck, and he'll pull us together again. Well, let's bring back Buck. Country music sure could use a friend. Everybody's going pop. Buck could bring that to a stop. It's
sure to be good luck. Let's bring back Buck. Oh, it's sure to be good luck. Let's bring back Buck.
Some wine, women, and song. I gotta work next week, but that's all right. I got $5 and it's Saturday night. I'm music and dancing, flirting and fun. It's gonna go on till we pass to one. I'm gonna go where the lights are bright. I got $5 and it's Saturday night. Gonna have fun tonight. Gonna get right tonight. Everything'll be all right. Cause tonight it's Saturday night.
Hey!
Let other folks wonder what the future may bring. I'm gonna have fun and feel no pain. My pants are ragged, but that's alright. I got $5 and it's Saturday night. Gonna go on till we pass to one. I'm gonna go where the lights are bright. I got $5 and it's Saturday night. Gonna have fun tonight. Gonna get right tonight. Everything'll be alright. Because tonight it's Saturday night.
Hey!
Let other folks wonder what the future may bring. I'm gonna have fun and feel no pain. Pants are ragged, but that's all right. I got $5 and it's Saturday night.
Well, that's one by request there. Somebody wanted to hear some Farron Young, and that's one of his more popular ones. Got $5, and it's Saturday night. Farron Young almost had two careers. He was popular back in the 50s. And then, of course, in, what, about 60, had things like Hello Walls and How I'd Love to Be Alone with You. And then kind of lost it after that for a while. But then along about 66, 65, 66, he came back with a big, big career with stuff like Wind Me Up and Drinking Champagne. Drinking Champagne, of course, written by Bill Mack, at the time, the very popular DJ out of Fort Worth, Texas, on WBAP radio. Bill's still around, actually. He's working for the XM satellite radio system now and has his own show there. Farron, of course, we lost a few years ago, but he had quite a career and really quite a different sound from one era to the other. Maybe on a future issue soon we can get a Farron song on that's from up in the later 60s and give you a sample of the different sound that he did with some of that material. Well, let's hear one now from Ira Louvin. On this magazine I have featured quite a lot, or at least some, by the Louvin brothers, Charlie and Ira, the Louvin brothers. And in the mid-60s, they had kind of split and gone their separate ways even before Ira was killed in, what, about 65 or 66. And Charlie and Ira were both beginning to branch out and have recording careers on their own. Ira really never was that successful. The one I'm about to play got on the charts, barely, and got a little airplay, but that's about it. Charlie, of course, has gone on to have a pretty good career with songs like I Don't Love You Anymore and See the Big Man Cry and Will You Visit Me on Sunday and that sort of thing. But this was one of Ira's efforts, solo efforts, and one called The Bottom of the Bottle. Here's Ira Lubin.
At the bottom of the bottle is where a man can hide when he must cross a river.
Going
Tammy Wynette there, and D-I-V-O-R-C-E. Boy, she had some kind of a career, didn't she? Well, I'd like to remind you of a couple of things before we close it out here, and mention just one or two things. I was talking a few minutes ago about the track club, and I told you to send me email if you were interested, and we'd get you the information as to the website or address or whatever you needed to get in touch with Track. You can also put that comment at the beginning of this tape when you send it back. If you need information on Track, you're welcome to put the comment there, and we'll get it to you one way or the other. We'll get you the whatever you want, website, mailing address, or whatever you need there. Also, I'd like to mention what needs to be done in terms of this tape. All of you who've been getting the magazine for the past 3 years know exactly how it works, but for the new ones, you need to send this. Be sure and send this tape back in its box. Just turn the card over and send it back. If we do not receive the tape back, you will not get the next issue. It's as simple as that. We don't. If we don't have your card when it's time to send out the current issue, then you don't get it. Now, if you don't get the next issue and you think it's been too long, it's happens, like I say, about every 2 months. The next issue will come out probably sometime in April, probably mid to late April. And if you don't get the next issue and you have sent the tape back, by all means let us know. And we'll, you know, if you say you've sent it back, we'll replace it. We'll replace the box and the tape and make you a new card and the whole bit. But because we certainly understand that the mail system is not always perfect, is it? And every once in a while, one will get lost, that's for sure. But anyway, send the tape back to us. Put your comments on it. We always want to hear your comments. And put your request on, even though the next issue will not be a request issue. The one after that will, and actually for the rest of the year up until Christmas time. I guess that's another thing I should say for the new people. Each year around Christmas time, I do a Christmas edition, and I send that out in an envelope or in some different mailer, and that one can be kept. The Christmas edition, everybody gets to keep, but that will be coming up in December of 05. And so get all your requests in. Be glad to get songs on for you as we can, if we can. And we hope you've enjoyed this edition. This has been kind of a different edition in a couple of different ways. First of all, we don't normally play all deceased stars at all. And secondly, we don't normally play songs quite as old as we have this time. We've gone way back this time, way back into the 40s, certainly. And we do some of that, but generally speaking, we play music 50s through the 70s with just a little older than that, 40s, 30s, and 40s thrown in, and just a little newer than that, well, quite a bit newer than that. We do try to play a new song each time, although we didn't on this issue. But we normally do, as long as it's good, hard country music and something that we think you'll enjoy. But a lot of 50s through the 70s, and we've gone back quite a bit older than that several times for this issue. So hope that you've enjoyed it. Well, very recently, as this is being recorded on the 13th day of February, I guess about a week ago, we lost a great country songwriter. Merle Kilgore passed away. And Merle Kilgore wrote some pretty big hits. He wrote More and More for Webb Pierce back in about 54. And he also wrote the one that we're going to close this tape out with. This is going to be Claude Keene. And he put out a song back in 1962 called Wolverton Mountain. And it was a monstrous hit. And we're going to let Claude close it out. Like I say, Merle Kilgore wrote that song. I've heard him do it several times back in the 60s on the Grand Ole Opry. And but Claude Keene had the big hit on it. And we're going to let Claude close it out now with Wolverton Mountain. And Hope you've enjoyed the magazine. We'll see you the next time. Bye-bye now.
They say don't go on Wolverton Mountain if you're looking for a wife, 'cause Clifton Clowers has a pretty young daughter. He's mighty handy with a gun and a knife.
Her tender lips
are sweeter than honey, and Wolverton Mountain protects her there. The bears and the birds tell Clifton Clowers if a stranger should enter there. All of my dreams are on Wolverton Mountain. I want his daughter for my wife. I'll take my chances and climb that mountain. Though Clifton Clowers, he might take my life.
Her tender lips
are sweeter than honey, and Wolverton Mountain protects her there. The bears and the birds tell Clifton Clowers if a stranger should wander there. Well, I'm going up on Wolverton Mountain. It's too lonesome down here below. It's just not right to hide his daughter from the one who loves her so.
Her tender lips
are sweeter than honey, and Wolverton Mountain protects her there. The bears and the birds tell Clifton Clowers if a stranger should wander there. But I don't care about Clifton Clowers. I'm gonna climb up on his mountain. I'm gonna take the girl I love. I don't care about Clifton Clowers. I'm gonna climb up on that mountain, and I'll get the one I love. I don't care about Clifton Clowers. I'm gonna climb up.